Jane's still worried about where Mr. Race has been going nights. He can't tell her because he's having a portrait painted as a surprise for Jane. Marge shares Mr. Race's secret, and they both had a private laugh last night when Jane tried to make Mr. Race jealous by having her brother Johnny telephone her and sound like she was talking to some old flame. This episode takes place the next night. We find Mr. Race alone in the living room. Here comes Marge. Listen.
What's the joke now?
I'm sent out here on a mission for your wife. I'm supposed to keep you here for at least another half hour.
Oh, but I won't be here. I have to get going.
Your portrait can wait.
Oh, but Nafir doesn't like to have me coming in late.
Well, wait till I tell you this.
What?
Do you remember the phone calls last night?
Do I? But don't tell me we're going to have some more of those tonight, because if we are, I can't wait around here.
Wait a minute. I'm not so loud. There's a new plot afoot.
Something new Johnny thought of?
Yes, one of those phone calls of last night is coming here in person tonight.
One of those What do you mean?
Well, Jane ran right to Johnny today and told him she didn't get anywhere last night and that you were still bent on going out tonight.
Yes.
So he got up this new idea. Supposedly one of those gentlemen who called up last night is coming out to visit Jane.
Well, who is he?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea, and Jane hasn't either. But she's determined to see this out to the bitter end. Now, you've got to stay here till this gent gets here.
But I should be on my way now.
I'll be late a few minutes. You don't want to miss this. I know I don't.
She's certainly desperate, isn't she?
I'll say she is. I hope you appreciate how hard she's trying to win you back.
Win me back?
Yes, from some strange vampire she thinks you're being lured by.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And really, Marge, I hate to keep this up, but I've been planning this surprise for her for some time now, and I don't want it to be spoiled.
Well, I think the surprise will be worth all the agony she's going through now.
Isn't it a shame I can't tell her about it?
Well, she's determined to bring things to a climax tonight. Either you get thoroughly jealous over this fellow's coming over, or she's coming out point blank and ask you who the woman is.
Oh, she is?
Yes, she is. I tried to convince her that she shouldn't show that much concern over, and that she certainly shouldn't let you know that she knows about this other woman, but she's set on it.
So she's going to ask me point blank unless I get jealous about this guy that she's bringing out.
She's not bringing him out. It's Johnny's friend. She's never even seen him.
Well, I could put on a sort of fake jealousy act.
I'd like that.
Well, I think it'd be better, though, just to ignore the whole thing.
Oh, but you're going to wait till he gets here now.
Well, if he's not too late, I have to be on my way. Where is Jane? What's she doing?
She's dolling up for these days.
I'd like to see this guy. I wonder who Johnny could have gotten.
Well, from what Jane tells me, Johnny spent the day coaching him in this plot, and he's pretty well up on it.
Well, I think the thing to do would be to ignore it. Just act like it's all right with me. Just like those phone calls last night.
Well, if you do, she's coming out point blank and ask you the fatal question.
What's that? What fatal?
Well, she'll demand to know just who this woman is. She says this has gone far enough, and at this time, Johnny...
I hate to get out on a night like this. It's so comfortable around here, but business is business.
Going out already?
No, Jane. He's not going out this minute. He's a little tired.
I'll say I'm tired, but I'll have to get going pretty soon. Business is business. I guess I can leave here in about a half an hour.
Oh, can you spare it?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Well, Jane, you certainly look mighty pert.
And you like it?
Yes, you do look very, what's the idea?
What's the idea of what?
Well, I mean, you look pretty dressed up.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you certainly are. It seems to me you are.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you just haven't noticed me.
Oh.
Well, nobody can help noticing you tonight, Jane. You're not going out, are you?
Oh, no. Somebody has to stay home once in a while.
Well, I wish that somebody could be me, just going out every night, getting me down, but...
I know. Business is business.
Yes,
business is business. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I wonder who that could be.
I don't know, but I'll find out.
No, let me go. I'm up. Sit still.
Okay. I wonder who that could be.
Probably Robert Taylor. I asked him to come over if he had time.
Oh, did you invite somebody
over?
No,
don't get excited. I was just kidding, Jackie.
Well, Jane, how are you, Janie?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Surprised to see your old sweetheart?
Oh, no, but you just...
How about a nice big kiss, just for old time's sake?
Oh, shoot, wrong girl.
What's the matter with you, Jane? You never treated little Jackie like this before.
Will somebody deliver me from this big caveman?
Hey, you, what is this?
Why, Janie, I never knew you to be so special.
Well, if you just let me explain.
This certainly isn't like old times. Why, you...
Oh, I'm Jane.
What?
I'm Jane.
You heard Jane? Yeah, she's Jane, your old sweetheart, remember?
I was never so mauled around in all my...
Of course, I didn't know you. How you've changed. Well, 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 and more beautiful than ever.
Oh, silly.
How about a nice big kiss for old times' sake?
I think you read that scene already.
What?
I'm Mr. H., your old sweetheart's husband.
Well, glad to know you.
Yeah.
Not jealous, are you?
Oh, silly.
Well, Jane, you haven't changed a bit.
You ought to make up your mind on that.
What did you say, old man?
I say, if she hasn't changed, it's funny you didn't know her when you...
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, I knew it all the time. Just clowning.
Oh.
Listen, Pagliacci, you can try your clowning someplace else after this.
Oh, now you're not mad, are you, beautiful?
Well, I'm not very glad.
Oh, you'll get over that. Now, don't try to act like you didn't like that kiss.
I'm not acting, and I didn't.
Oh, now you're clowning.
Oh, am I?
Well, I don't know whether you are or not, but as far as I'm concerned, it was one I'll remember for a long time.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, that's more like it. They usually do thank me.
Well, of all, yeah. Just a minute, Jack. I'm the one you're supposed
yes,
to...
Yes, Jane's the one you came over to see.
Yes, you remember.
Oh, sure. Well, let me take another look at you, Jane. I never know you.
Good thing you're not under oath.
Well, I just couldn't wait to see you after calling you last night.
Silly.
Were you surprised I was in town?
Was I? Well, I was so surprised.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm surprised myself. Just happened to be a couple of towns away, and I remembered you were living here. So I just said to myself, guess I'll drop down and give my old girlfriend a treat.
Anybody else you might run across as well.
Oh, now, beautiful, you're not going to stay mad all evening just because... Say, why doesn't somebody introduce me to this haughty but gorgeous creature?
Jack, I'm the one...
Don't call me Miss America.
And why not?
And you can all call me later when this is over.
Now, wait a minute, Ace, where are you going?
Well, I've got to be on my way. Business, you know, I'm going out.
Well, how about us going out? What do you say, Sadie? Just like old times. Boy, did we paint the old town red, remember?
Oh, silly. Come back here, dear.
Jane, I've got work to do.
Well, you come back here.
Oh, all right.
Let him go. You won't be lonesome while I'm in town. And from the looks of things, I'm going to be in town a long time.
Really? You mean you want to take me out?
Do I?
No, I asked you that.
Well, they all ask me that. But you're one girl I'd ask any time. That is, if there's no objection on the part of the old breadwinner. How about it, partner?
How about what?
Well, I mean, it looks like I've got a case of neglected wife on my hands here. And little Jackie never lets them say neglected. No, sir, not if he can help it.
Little Jackie who?
Oh, don't tell me you don't know me. Jane, you don't mean to say you never told the old man about us.
Well...
Well, I can't blame you. Remember?
Remember what?
Yes, remember what?
She knows.
She doesn't seem to. Suppose you give us a rough idea.
Rough idea is right. How about it, J.D.?
Oh, yes.
Yes, what?
What he said.
Where was all this, Jackie?
Where was it?
Yes, where did you two know each other so well?
Oh, that was back home, Des Moines.
Oh, you're up in that.
Those were the days.
Yes, we were playthings together.
Some fun, I'll bet, huh?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What?
I said, oh, boy. Remember Joe?
Jack.
What?
His name's Jack.
Oh, just a slip of the tongue.
Yes, just a... Well, I still don't get all this. I'd like a few more details. Jack who? What's his last name, James?
Walter. Jack Walter.
Oh, thanks, James.
Say, why don't you tell me, you haven't told the old man about the good old days, James? And Mr., husband or no husband, I'm here to relive them.
Well, don't let me spoil your fun.
Well, a good sport. I'd never know it.
Sure, the town's yours. Go to it.
Well.
Especially with me with so much work on my hands these nights.
Attaboy. Well, J.D., there's no time like the present. How about it?
How about what? Where are you going?
When are we
going
to start? Want to go stepping? Hit the high spots. Haven't had a good dance in months.
Oh, yes, dancing. Dear, where are you going?
I'm going to get into my coat. I'm late. I've got to be off.
Oh, you're just going. You're not going to pay any
attention. I'm over this way. You sure make the time pass quickly, Jackie. See you pretty soon.
Attaboy. That's the kind of a husband I like.
Oh, keep quiet.
What?
Where Johnny ever dug you up, I don't know. Coming in here and grabbing me instead of Jane.
Well, I never saw her before. Johnny didn't tell me anything about you.
Well, that was brilliant of Johnny. Well, I'm certainly going to tell him a thing.
Who, Johnny?
No, you know who I mean. Imagine, he didn't even care.
Well, Jane, he wants you to enjoy yourself.
Yes, we'll have to go through with it. Johnny gave me a $20 bill for expense money tonight.
What?
I say we'll have to go through with it.
You mean you think I really go out with somebody who isn't my husband?
Well, we have to keep up the old pretense.
Well, I certainly will not. Who do you think I am? You can put that in your hat and smoke it.
Oh, but I've got orders from your brother.
Well, you're fired.
Fired?
Yes, it didn't work out the way Johnny planned.
You mean just because I didn't get him jealous, I'm fired?
Yes, that's what I mean. You better go back to your regular job if you have one.
Oh, sure, I've got a regular job. I'm a floor walker at the store.
A floor walker?
I've done a lot of acting and dramatic sketches and things like that.
Well, you certainly did a fine job tonight.
Well, is it my fault?
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I told you I'm just going to come right out and ask him, that's all.
Oh, but Jane,
now don't tell me. I'm tired of people telling me what to do. I should have come right out and asked him the first night he went out.
Well, this is one thing.
Well, I sure envy you, Kitty. You're good fine tonight, but somebody has to keep working.
Just a minute, dear.
What?
Just a minute. You're not going out. There's something I want to ask you about.
Well, not now, Jane. You've got company. Go on. Have your good time.
Oh, no. I'm going to ask you right now.
Ask me what?
Who is he?
What?
Who is he?
God bless you, Jane. You must be sitting in a draft. And now you go on and have your own fun. I'll see you all later.
And still Jane can't find out a thing. But we hope that the portrait is completed and Jane's mind set at ease by the time we next meet the Easy Aces.